Take a slow inhale and release it gently. Again, deep breath in and let it go. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Settle our hearts, quiet our minds, be near. Beloved, today we're leaning into a tender truth. Grief is not a stranger to God. The Christmas season brings joy and sparkle, yes, but it also has a way of pressing on the places that ache. And sometimes the lights only make the shadows feel darker. But hear this with your whole heart. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. Yet it was our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. He was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. Those verses are from Isaiah 53, 3 through 5. And I want you to know that Jesus didn't come to avoid your grief. He came to enter it, to carry it, redeem it, and walk you through it. That's what makes Christmas so breathtakingly holy. God didn't shout comfort from a distance. He wrapped himself in flesh, stepped into our pain, and called himself Emmanuel, God with us. Maybe today you're grieving a loss of someone you love, a friendship that ended, a marriage that didn't survive, a home or community you had to leave, your health, financial security, the baby you long to hold, the spouse you've prayed for, a fractured relationship in your family, the weight of parenting, or simply the ache of feeling alone. Beloved one, can I whisper something to your weary heart? God is not done. Jesus was crucified so you would never have to carry this pain by yourself. So let's take a moment right here where we are, just to share it with him. So tell him, what's grieving you? Name what feels heavy. Confess places you can't see him clearly. And ask for what you need, whether that's peace, hope, joy, belief, provision, protection, or help. May I pray over you? Jesus, you are the God who understands sorrow and grief, not in theory, but in experience. Thank you for carrying what we were never meant to bear alone. I ask that you release every gift they need in this season, peace that steadies, hope that rises, joy that bubbles up, strength that endures, and comfort that wraps around them like the warmest light. Thank you that you are already working in the places that hurt. Thank you that you came so we could know hope, love, redemption, and restoration. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now, I want you to declare this with me, whether you repeat it out loud or just sit and say yes as you listen. I will not walk through this season alone. Emmanuel is with me, carrying what I can't. His peace is settling over my heart. His hope is rising within me. His joy is returning to my soul. What feels broken is not beyond his healing. What feels lost is not beyond his redemption. I choose to believe that God is working in my grief, and I will walk forward with confidence, expectation, and holy hope. I am not forgotten. I am not forsaken. I am held in Jesus' name. Beloved ones, as you step back into your day, into your home, into your responsibilities, I want you to carry this truth with you. You are not walking through this season empty-handed. You are walking with Emmanuel, the God who stays. When the grief whispers, you're alone. May his presence answer louder. I am with you always. When the memories sting, may his comfort wrap around you like a warm blanket on a cold night. When hope feels thin, may you feel it flicker again, small, steady, alive. And when you don't know what tomorrow looks like, may you remember that the one who holds tomorrow is holding you too. So breathe, precious heart. Lift your chin. Take the next step, drop your shoulders. You are held, strengthened, and carried by love that will not let you go. Thank you for spending these few minutes with me. I pray this soul reset gently resets your spirit and reminds you that even in the valley, your light is not lost. Until next time, keep rising, keep healing, and keep radiating. You are made for hope. You are made to shine.